Just across the Potomac River from the nation's capital, the state of Virginia is now a primary election battleground. Democrats here will send 103 delegates to the political party's national convention. Senator Hillary Clinton, hoping to further her chances for the nomination, launched another frenetic week of primary election campaigning here.
Hello, Arlington! Hello, Washington!
She wants to be the first woman elected to the White House and is battling for every vote with Senator Barack Obama, who could be the first black president.
I think there's enormous energy and enthusiasm in the Democratic Party.
Obama has been boosted by heavy support among African Americans in other southern states, but there are fewer blacks in Virginia. The Latino vote has been largely with Clinton in many recent contests. This Hispanic Virginian is one example.
Many people, my friends and my family thinking Hillary is perfect for president.
But Hispanics make up a tiny percent of the vote here. The upscale communities in the Virginia suburbs close to Washington, with money to spend and chock full of Democrats, offer a big opportunity to the campaigns. It is here where Clinton supporters lined up Thursday for a chance to see her.
I believe she has more experience.
Among those watching the former First Lady, women who glow at the pride they say they have in the opportunity Clinton represents for women and their daughters. Not far away, women come to a breakfast the next day in a wealthy suburban enclave.
Here we are. Is this not enough?
But these women, many of them middle-aged or older, are not for Clinton.
I wanted to feel really good about a woman running for the presidency of the United States.
Robin Latham complains Clinton's rise was fueled by her husband, former President Bill Clinton.
To me, Hillary Clinton isn't advancing feminism or women's rights. It's just kind of like setting it back.
Obama backers here are trying to persuade undecided voters like Sandy Treanor, who says she is torn by the choice she and others must make by Tuesday.
Having a woman is important to me. But then I think that Obama can make America liked in the world again, bring us more together.
It is a hard decision for many Democratic voters in these neighborhoods, like Linda Hardy, home this day with her 3-year-old daughter. But she has decided.
We like the fact that he's bringing people together. He's very enthusiastic about getting both parties to work together.
Many supporters of Obama and Clinton say after a nominee is decided in the primaries, they will back whoever wins the Democratic nomination. Jim Fry, VOA News, Arlington, Virginia.